Okay. In and out. No dilly-dallying.
In and out? We just arrived. It's a graduation, not McDonald's. Bina, smile.
Ah, Gran! Could you please turn the flash off your iPad?
Fair point. That flash is brighter than some of the students here.
I'm just saying we don't have all day. And if we all work together, we can be back in time for the second half of the match.
Can't you behave for your own granddaughter's graduation?
Well, we already did a granddaughter's graduation. Rashid's was last week. And I doubt this one is going to be a groundbreaking event. No disrespect, Bina.
Not taken. I wouldn't be here if I could get away with it.
I don't think I need to sit through two of these things.
We do need to sit through two, and we will. Kulvinder's grandson may be a consultant, but she hasn't had two graduations within the space of a week before. This will show her.
Your feud with your sister is none of my business. It ruined our wedding. I'm not letting it ruin Swansea versus QPR as well.
She had six outfit changes in my wedding. The show-off. Today's my day, though. My WhatsApp groups are going to be full of photos of the grandchildren's graduations.
Bina won't mind if I sit it out, will you, Bina?
No, I don't mind.
I mind. He's coming to the ceremony. I'm the only one who cares about this family.
I care. I just have to get this application done, and the 4G keeps dropping out on this stupid phone.
Oh, you don't care. What even is journalism? You want to write silly stories? Do it on your own time, gossip girl. Say cheese!
I'm trying to get a job in a magazine as we speak. Literally all I need now is a reference from my ethics professor, Dr. De Groot.
A magazine? Like Ugly Betty?
Why are all your references from the late noughties today?
They just figured out how to Netflix.
Ah! Where did you come from?
What a way to greet your only mother to your graduation.
How did you get here? We've got the car.
I hitchhiked. Do you realise how dangerous it is for a young, attractive woman like me to be hitching? I could have ended up on a murder podcast, but I wasn't going to let you down on your big day.
You know there are only two tickets and they've gone to Grandad and Grandma.
Even though I told you to try and sneak me in as a service animal, relax. I'm going to find a way in.
Mum, I'm begging you not to make a scene today. All I want is my diploma, a reference from Dr. De Groot, and my deposit back on the gown. To quote Grandad, it's in and out. Wait. Where's Grandad gone?
Is Mr. De Toot the one that had the affair with the librarian?
It's Dr. De Groot, and no. That was Professor Palmer, but please be quiet. It's not a great look to be gossiping at my grad ceremony.
You did a degree in gossiping. I don't see why you'd stop now.
That's not what...
I have a surprise for you.
Oh, God, no.
Don't be like that. You love my surprises. Remember your 8th birthday?
When you bought me 12 hamsters because you thought no one else would come to my surprise party.
It was cute.
Till they ate each other.
Till they ate each other, yeah. But trust me, you'll like this surprise. I'll show you after in TGI's.
We're not going to your stupid Happy Happy Friday restaurant, Amrit. We're going to Kulvinder Auntie's house after this.
No! Why Kulvinder Auntie? She's the worst. Remember when she made me leave that family photo because I was wearing a gimp mask? Rude is what it is.
We're going to Auntie's house. No more whining. I can't look at another one of her perfect grandchildren over tea and have her make snide remarks about how my grandchildren never visit. Bina will visit and she'll do it in her costume.
Do you mean my gown?
Whatever you call it. I'm going inside. The building was decorated much nicer for Rashi's graduation.
Sorry, Grandma. See you after.
And there were far fewer piercings on her coursemates. Disgusting.
Okay, so how are you going to get me into the main hall?
Mum, you know I can't. Please, please just watch a ceremony from out here.
Here? I'm not staying out here in the lobby with the peasants.
Look, there's a huge screen you can watch it on.
Your paws are going to look massive on that.
Thanks.
I'm not staying out here with all the uncles and second cousins. I'm your mother. I didn't turn the perineum for you to leave me out here.
I told you, there are no seats.
There's always seats if you try hard enough, Bina. Ever heard of Rosa Parks? Leave it with me. Go get your gown. I'll see you in there.
Oh, my gown. Yeah, I need to go. If you get arrested, I'm going to pretend I don't know you.
Just as I taught you. Good girl. Off you go. I'll work something out. Okay, excuse me. Oh, coming through. Oh, excuse me. Anyone here at all? No? Anyone selling tickets? Oh, hello. You look official. I like your costume.
Oh, thanks.
Now, I have a ticket for the ceremony, obviously, but if I didn't have a ticket, how would I go about getting one on the old down low?
Oh, well, I wouldn't be able to help you with that, I'm afraid. Maybe if you go to reception?
No, I'm after some more unofficial channels, if you get my drift.
I'm not quite sure I do. Look, if you follow me, I'll show you where reception is. It's just at the end of the lobby.
Hey, are you flirting with me? I must say I'm flattered, but I'm here to support my daughter today. So maybe just give me a number and we can chat next week. What's your name?
Well, it's Dr. De Groot. I'm a professor here. And I wasn't flirting.
Oh, De Groot, I know that name.
Well, I wrote a book.
No, it's not that. Have you been on Big Brother?
No. And I really must be getting on with the ceremony.
Oh, I know. My daughter mentioned you. You're the one who had the affair, the one with the child support arrears in the court case.
Well, you're certainly mistaken. You must be thinking of someone else. That is not true at all.
Oh, there's no shame in it. I respect it. Game recognised game. It's a bit cliche to go for the librarian, but I suppose you got to play your own kind of music, as the old scholars say.
I'm not going to stand here and listen to this. Please leave this building immediately and take your slander with you.
I don't mean to offend you at all. My daughter really rates you, and I respect a horn dog when I meet one.
Who's been spreading these lies? Who on earth is your daughter?
I can show you. I got this tattoo done special for this occasion.
What is that?
That is a mystery rash. And this is a tattoo of my daughter, Bina.
Bina? Bina Howells? This is meant to be her?
Yes. Look at her little graduation hat. Doesn't she look good? I obviously had them fix her hair, but I think the likeness is impressive. I mean, I think so anyway. That's the problem with back tattoos. You just have to trust they look good.
I'm going now, and I will be calling security.
Well, that's rude. Sorry, where was reception again? You said you'd take me there.
Hey, Gemma. You found your gown yet?
Hey, Bina. Yeah, and it's vile. Look at this stain. Why is it in the shape of a face?
I'm sure it's not too obvious. Oh, wow. It looks like it's smiling.
Does it look bad?
Well, as a stain, yeah. But as a face, it's quite handsome. Let me find mine.
Good luck. I'm going to try and find my seat.
Okay, size 6, size 8, size... Dewi, what are you doing down there?
Shh, you're going to blow my cover.
What do you mean? What are you doing?
Too many questions. Calm down.
You can't be here. My grandparents are here. They can't find out about you. Not today. They're already livid about the journalism degree. I think a white boyfriend will be one disappointment too far. No offence.
I think you're overreacting. Grandparents famously love me. Mine do anyway. Well, most of them. We don't talk about Grandma Jane. You accidentally burned down one shed and suddenly you're out the well. Drama queen.
What are you doing here?
I'm here to get an education.
And what does that mean, please?
I'm going to get a degree. Today. I'm getting a degree today.
But you're not on this course. You're not on any course.
And don't I know it? Every day I see you reading your little books and I think, she's too clever by heart for this little van-dwelling boy. I need to be good enough for you, and if that means getting a degree, then so be it. Put one of those mysterious cloaks on me and give me a little scroll.
Okay, firstly, I don't need you to get a degree. You're fine just as you are. And secondly, that's not how you get a degree, and I think we both know that.
That's where you're wrong. Ever heard of an ordinary degree? And that's right, I found a loophole. I'm the loophole king.
Not the loophole thing again. Eating expired food isn't finding a loophole. It's dangerous. And that's not how honorary degrees work, lovely.
Well, how do they work then?
You have to be honorary? Look, I don't know, but you need to go. Come on, out of the rack and back in your van.
No, but...
Now! I need you to leave. I'll see you later.
Okay. Good luck then. I've got a sack of expired curly fries to get through anyway, so I better be getting on with that.
You, get out of the way, pretty little liars. You're blocking my shot. Go take your selfies elsewhere. Bloody fools. All I want is a picture of the stage and they won't bloody move.
Hey, Mom, is this seat free?
Ah, Amrita! Stop sneaking up on me. You give me a heart attack. Is that what you want? For me to have heart attack in this sad little hall?
Why are you so obsessed with heart attacks?
I've seen ER, Amrit. They're a silent killer. Wait, how did you get in here without a ticket?
Bina found a ticket on the floor.
So she's just rifling through people's floor rubbish now?
Yep. She's gonna be a great journalist.
If you make this family a laughingstock in this circus of a graduation, I will write you out of the will. I can't believe Gulvinder got to watch her grandson graduate in a cathedral and I'm here in this shed.
It's City Hall, Mum. Where is Dad, by the way?
I don't know. He's wandered off. You better move out of his seat so he has somewhere to sit when he gets here. Why are you sitting like that?
Like what?
Leaning forward like that. And what's seeping through your shirt?
It's nothing. Stop stressing.
Why are your eyes darting about? Stop it. You look suspicious like a criminal. Who are you looking at?
No one.
Why is that security guard looking at you?
Which one?
That one. The one that looks like Raymond from Everybody Loves Raymond. See her? Raymond.
Mom, stop pointing.
Hey, you. Yikes. I need to go. Bye.
I'm not with her.
Bina, where are you rushing to? You look like an old-timey ghost in that gown.
Oh, thanks, Gemma. That's exactly what I was going for. Have you seen Dr. De Groot? You need a reference for this job application.
Oh, the gardening magazine one. Yeah, we've all applied for that too. One job for the whole year group. That's showbiz, baby.
But it's perfect for me. I spent all my time gardening. Or I would do if Mum hadn't filled the front and back with gnomes.
De Groot is around here somewhere. Oh my God, have you heard what people are saying about him? Apparently, De Groot's been having an affair.
No, you wouldn't.
Apparently, there's a love child and a court case and everything.
That's a Professor Palmer special, surely. De Groot would never.
I heard it was with a member of the royal family, and now they're trying to shut him up.
Surely not. He's happily married. They've got a Labrador.
Well, I hope that Labrador has a good lawyer, because it's all embroiled in scandal now.
I don't believe it. Where did you hear this?
There's this woman trying to get into the ceremony. We think she might be a jilted ex-lover of his. Apparently she's got a tattoo of their love child on her back, and when he found out, he left her.
That's wild. Do you think he'll still give me a reference?
Sure, but I'll help you find him. We need to get it off him before he goes into witness protection.
There has to be a back entrance somewhere. Hey, is there a door around here?
Oh, sorry.
What did you say?
Oh, don't stop smoking on my account. You don't need to put them out. In fact, do you have one I can nick? Stressful day.
Oh, sure.
Oh, thanks. So, why are you hiding?
We can't let anyone know we smoke. We're about to be doctors.
It's embarrassing. Hey, can I show you guys something? It's a bit stingy.
Ah!
What is that?
What do you mean, it's a tattoo? Are you sure you're about to be a doctor?
Have you looked at this recently?
No, it's very hard for me to see without two mirrors.
Is that oozing purple?
Yeah, nothing should ever be oozing purple.
You need to go to A&E.
It's fine, stop being dramatic.
I'm serious.
Listen, you're not a doctor yet, so maybe keep your advice to yourself and help me out. I need to get into this hall.
For the graduation?
Of course. Now, come on. You must be clever. Got any ideas how I can get in?
If we help you get in, will you let us take you to the hospital after?
I don't have time for a hospital. TGI Fridays awaits. My daughter needs to see my surprise tattoo, or otherwise it will have all been for nothing.
It's for sure infected, though.
Oh, you think I don't know that? You think this is my first rodeo? Get real. My body will fight the infection. It won't be the first time, and it definitely won't be the last.
OK, fine. If we help you, will you let me take a photo of it for a research paper?
That depends. Will you credit me?
Is that something you'd want?
Wouldn't you want to be immortalised in the illustrious world of academia?
Well, I suppose if you put it like that, I think it's pulsating.
OK, I don't have time for this. How are you going to get me in?
There's a window up there.
That's your genius idea. I could have come up with that myself. Honestly, this is why I don't trust doctors. Fine, help me up.
I don't think you're going to fit through that window.
I'm going through that window, come hella high water. Now get a grip and help me up. Nearly there. Just give me some wetly. Come on. Yep. Nearly over. Oh, yes. Thanks.
Imagine if that was your mum.
I'd rather die.
Jem, can you see him anywhere?
No. I think he must have gone into hiding from his mad ex. Should we split up?
Yeah. You do that side. I'm going to take this side and check in with my grandparents. Hi, Grandma. What's going on?
Oh, there you are. You're not doing your hair before the ceremony?
It's already done. Who's your friend?
Oh, of course. Bina, meet my new friend, Dewi.
Oh, hello.
Dewi, this is my granddaughter, Bina. You might have seen her around campus, but probably not because her course is far less prestigious than yours. Can't imagine your paths crossed.
Nice to meet you. We have never met before, but it's nice to be meeting you now for the first time ever.
Yes, nice to meet you too, for the first time. How do you two know each other?
You remember how your cousin Rashi qualified as a doctor last week? Well, we met Dewi there. He's been studying as a doctor and as a journalist on the side.
Variety is the spice of life.
Well, I suppose it's nice to have a hobby alongside your real job. It's so impressive you've managed to get 2 degrees at once. Bina, maybe Dewi can give you some time management tips, seeing as you're always too late to sort your hair out.
Maybe. So, David.
Dewi.
Oh, so sorry. I'm terrible with people's names when I've never met them before in my life. Journalism and medicine, is it? That's so impressive. But I think you need to clear this seat for my granddad now. He'll be back any time.
Unlikely. He's wandered off, silly man. Then again, I don't suppose it matters for this ceremony. It's not going to outdo last week's, is it, Dewi? It was so grand, like my super sweet 16.
Oh, no. That was lovely.
Oh, I wish I'd gotten more photos of that. This ceremony's not photographing half as well. Kulvinder hired that professional photographer for her grandson's graduation. These are going to look cheap by comparison.
Oh, is Kulvinder causing problems again? She's just jealous.
She is jealous, but I do wish I had someone to show off to her this afternoon. What are you doing after the ceremony?
Grandma, no. I'm sure. What was your name again? Oh, yeah, Dewi. I'm sure Dewi's far too busy to come to Kulvinder Auntie's.
I'm not busy.
Really? You don't have a third degree to be getting on with?
Well, the engineering graduation is tomorrow, but I have this afternoon free.
Wonderful! You are a good boy. Bina, I wish you could meet someone like Dewi. You are not going to be able to support yourself on a journalist's wage. You need an honest, reliable man like Dewi.
Oh, please, I'm not all that.
No, don't undersell yourself. If I'd thought you'd be interested in half a second, I'd be setting you and Bina up in a heartbeat.
Oh, well, actually...
Okay, I think it's time to get to our seats now. Come on, Dewi, time to go.
Okay, bye now, Dewi. See you after the ceremony.
What the hell was that?
I thought it was good. She likes me.
That's not the point. Oh, Dr. DeGroote, Hello? Did you see that? You just blanked me.
De Groot. Is that the one with the four mistresses?
How is it four mistresses now? How would he even have the time with the court case? Why is he ignoring me?
I'm sure it's fine.
Oh, God, it must be starting soon. I better find my seat. Please stay away from my gran.
I'll try, but she's obsessed with me, so no promises.
Please take your seats. The morning ceremony is about to begin.
Hello, daughter of mine.
Ah! No! How did you get in here? This section is for graduates. You graduated 50 years ago.
It was not 50 years ago, you disrespectful child. I'm young.
How did you get in, Mum?
Respectfully, it's none of your business.
It's my graduation. I'm not having you embarrass me. Just go watch from outside.
With the B-listers?
I don't care where you go, but you can't sit here.
Why not?
Because it's literally the seat next to me, and I don't want anyone to know you're my mother. And that seat is assigned to my friend Gemma.
Okay, sure. You have a friend. And she is real. And she is called Gemma, if you say so.
She is real! And you've stolen her seat!
Shh! It started!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the School of Journalism graduation for the class of 2022. On hearing your name, please come to the stage and accept your degree from the Chancellor and Dr. De Groot.
You can't stay here. I can't be associated with you.
I think that ship has sailed.
Congratulations to Karen Charrington. Rodri Hines.
What do you mean?
I've met a few of your friends, that's all. They're all very nice. If a little boring. And obsessed with the hospital.
Rory St. James.
Congratulations. Hang on, you're not Rory St. James.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
It's me, Rory. I've just lost some weight, is all.
Oh, isn't that Dewi? I didn't know he went here.
He doesn't.
Rory, I could have sworn you were a lot taller.
That's where I lost the weight.
Ah, okay, well, here you go. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Charlie Gershom. David Gwilym.
This is the longest day of my life.
Oh, I'm quite enjoying it. Look, I think this is the actual Rory St. James after his degree now. He's arguing with my mate.
Your mate?
Yeah, I know that guy up there.
Which one? Do you mean Dr. De Groot?
Yeah, De Toot. We had a chat earlier.
Oh, no.
Beena Howells.
What did you say to him?
Beena Howells?
You better get up there before she bursts a blood vessel.
What did you say?
Hey, stop freaking out. We just had a little gossip, that's all. We spoke about his affair with the librarian.
Wait. The jilted lover. The mad rooms. The Labrador. It's you. You were the jilted lover.
Beena Howells.
Excuse me? I'm always the jilter, never the jilty.
You started a rumour about the man who teaches libel law.
Beena Howells.
I have to go. Don't move. Just don't say or do anything else at all, OK?
Get out of this seat. Stay in this seat. Make your mind up.
Ah, finally here, Miss Howells. Been busy spreading vicious rumours, have we?
Dr. De Groot, I think there's been a mix-up. My mum...
Yes, I'll see you and your mother in court for slander. Good day, Miss Howells.
She didn't...
Here's your diploma. Now leave.
Hey, Beena, over here.
Hey, Debbie.
Well done. You didn't trip.
Mara, yeah, Solis. Thanks. Just the impending lawsuit, then.
Leo, what's going on with your friend Gemma? Looks like she's kicking off.
What?
Louis, it's Wilson. My seat, Gemma. Deal with it.
It's not. It literally got my name on it.
Oh, no. Mum is still in her seat.
Uh-oh. Here comes security.
Hey, you again.
Why does this happen everywhere we go?
I think your mum's making a run for it.
She won't go quietly.
They've got her.
You'll never take me alive.
Wow, she's really putting up a struggle. I didn't know she could kick that high.
Oh, no, they're going to rip her top. I told her not to buy clothes off that door-to-door salesman. There it goes.
My top!
Wait, what's that on her back?
What is that? Is it a tattoo? It's awful. What's it meant to be?
Amrit, what is that monstrosity?
It's my baby! It's Beena! Where's Beena? I wanted her to see it first. Beena!
End my life. Grandma's going to be livid when she comes out.
Yeah, you know, she's just been in there stewing for the whole ceremony.
I can't believe she sat there for the whole thing.
Well, at least she might have calmed down.
I cannot believe your behaviour.
Or maybe not.
2 hours I've been sat there watching your horrid course mates drag themselves on stage. Why do they all look like Spinelli from Recess?
That's who they look like. And you, I recognise them.
You should all be ashamed of yourselves.
I didn't do anything.
Exactly. You know you have to keep an eye on your mother on days like these. Look at this photo of her.
Grandma, put the iPod away. Actually, that's quite a nice one of Mum.
She's swearing at a guide dog in this photo.
When did that happen? And anyway, I couldn't have stopped that. You know how she feels about guide dogs.
And you, Dewey. Who on earth is Rory St. James and why is he claiming you stole his identity?
He's a liar.
Is he? Let me see that diploma.
Here. Wait, I can't use this. They've gone and written his name on it.
Literally, none of the diplomas you've stolen will have your name on it.
Oh, what? So not even a doctor?
Look, I've told Gulvin that there's a doctor joining us this afternoon, so just keep your mouth shut and play along. I have to have something to show for today.
I actually have a degree.
Oh, barely.
Gotta take my tattoo to TGI's. She calls to me.
We're not going to TGI's.
TGI's! Vroom, vroom!
Oh God, I feel a bit gippy. Oh, can anyone else see 2 grandmas? Oh, that's not good.
Is she okay?
From the look of that thing on her back, I'd say she probably has blood poisoning.
We'll take her to hospital on the way to Kulvinder Auntie's.
Hello, family. And Dewi, hey, how are you?
Very well, thanks.
Not another degree. Goodness me, you are a clever man. Now, are we all ready to go?
Where have you been? Your daughter and granddaughter have been mortifying me all day and you've been nowhere to be seen. We've been waiting for you here for 2 hours.
Oh, sorry. I got caught up in the pub. Big game. You don't mind, do you, Beena?
No.
Oh, no. Have I upset you?
No, it's just that I didn't get my reference and the deadline for the job application's nearly up.
Huh? I can give you a reference. A very fine granddaughter indeed.
Thanks, Grandad, but I'm not sure that's what the magazine's looking for.
Oh. Hey, I know who can help. My friend from the pub. He's over there in the beer garden. Darren!
I'm not sure a reference from a pub lout is going to help. Oh, Dr. De Groot.
Oh, great. You again.
How did you get out of the ceremony while I had to sit through 2 hours of it?
Oh, I never sit through the doctors graduating. Tedious stuff, and they always try to show you photos of skin conditions. Why are you still here? I'd have thought security would have seen you off the property.
Sorry, we were just leaving.
No, we weren't. Darren, this is my granddaughter, Bina. She graduated today.
She's your granddaughter?
The one and only. Well, not the only. We have another. She's a doctor. But we're still proud of this one.
Dr. De Groot, I am so sorry about today. It was a misunderstanding. My mum has an infection. I think she might have been delirious when she was spreading that stuff.
No, it wasn't, Susan.
Well, she looks like she should really be in a hospital.
Yes, you're right. We're just going now.
I think that's for the best. Thank you for the apology. No hard feelings.
Okay, enough of this. We need to get to Kulvinder Auntie's before word gets out of Amrit's tattoo.
Okay. Bye, Dr. De Groot.
Hey, you, the toot! I think we got off on the wrong foot, but can I ask you a favour?
Bina really wants a reference off you for a job. She said you were her favourite professor and she's gutted to be leaving here without one. Oh, could you please email her a reference, please? As my dying wish.
Well, I'm not sure an infection is a death sentence, you know. But, yes, of course, I'll give her a reference.
Ah, you're a good lad. You know what they say? Once a horn dog, always a horn dog.
Oh, I feel a bit faint.
Bina and Amrit, written by Priya Hall, Sarah Breeze and Pravanya Pillay. Starring Priya Hall, Shobhna Gulati and Morgan Rees. The producer was Dan Thomas. It was a 16 Media production for BBC Radio Wales.